You remember him too?
A Scanvillain cell-saving system plotfic written by Asenor and read by Lani. Shen Yuan wakes up in the middle of a field, surrounded by strange, unknown plants. Insects are chirping around his ears. Everything smells green and earthy. The air is strangely fresh, absent of the scents of cigarettes and exhaust. Is he outside? Is this touching grass? Wow, his head hurts. Sitting up, he lifts a hand to it and encounters a bunch of slinky long black. He jumps, pulling at whatever's dangling from his head. It hurts, jerking his head down after his hand. What the fuck? Is this hair? His hair? Shen Yan glances around, mind racing. No, he always swore to himself that if he transmigrated, he would keep his cool and not start yelling, "Ah, where am I? What is this?" out loud like some noob. There appear to be more plants nearby, along with a smoking crater of some sort. Interesting. He looks down at himself, pale green traditional robes, shockingly comfortable boots. No body aches, except for the nagging head pain. He pushes himself to his feet, and it's like lifting a feather. His body is so easy to move that he overcompensates and almost falls forward. Whoa, this is great! Luckily, his body's instincts are sound. All of its own accord, it steps neatly out of the way when a flash of gleaming metal arrows pass, embedding itself, vibrating, into a tree some distance behind him. Shen Yuan slowly turns to look at it, his eyebrows climbing. That is a sword. He doesn't have time to study it more carefully before another strike, this time from bare hands, flies toward him. "Who are you?" comes the voice of his attacker as a flurry of blows and white fabric descends upon him. Shen Yuan, in the coolest and most OP move of his life, simply steps out of the way with a single hand to deflect them, retreating over the sunny field. What the heck? This is so cool! "Stop running!" the man snaps, and Shen Yuan, reminded of the possibility, goes to flee. With a single graceful leap, he's all the way on top of one of the trees. Jingong? Awesome! Now convinced that he must have transmigrated, Shen Yuan glances over his shoulder, but that momentary lack of concentration does him in. The man in white pursuing him appears right behind him, and Shen Yuan's booted foot slips on the thin branch he was poisoned in surprise. The man seizes him, and they fall to the ground together, slamming into the leaf litter and startling an "oof" from Shen Yuan. "Now, who are you?" the man demands, rolling on top of Shen Yuan and straddling him, both hands fisted in his lapels to raise him half of the ground. "What did you do to me? Where is this?" "Another transmigrator?" Shen Yuan's eyes widen. "Now hurt me, Dage," he says hastily, holding up both hands. Wow, this guy is really pretty. Even the glare on his face can hide the delicacy of his features. "I don't know who you are or where this is. I'm new here too. I don't know anything."
"What's that supposed to mean?"
the man snaps. And all of a sudden, Shen Yuan's spine goes cold, an imminent sense of danger pressing him down into the earth. The man's head snaps up to the right, fixing on the edge of the field. Hallowed in the light flittering through the branches, a third figure looms, oozing power and threat. Shen Yuan gulps.
"Get off him,"
the figure enunciates, slowly advancing on them. The beautiful man on top of Shen Yuan drops into the ground, rising to his feet as Shen Yuan lets out another little "uff."
"You're the one who did this, demon,"
the man in white demands, eyes narrowed. Shen Yuan sits up and moves out of the way as best he can. Is there about to be an epic battle? Righteous, if somewhat hasty to judge, cultivator versus demon? The dark figure moves forward through the shadows of the forest, the depth of light glancing off his curling hair and dark robes. Finally, he steps forward into the light of the clearing, making Shen Yuan's jaw drop.
"Are you Luo Bing, huh?"
he gasps, as the man's face crinkles in confusion. Shen Yuan doesn't quite know what to do with the sobbing protagonist at his feet. No matter how many times he checks his own chest, he doesn't have boobs. So why is Luo Bing He clinging to his legs like this?
"You don't remember me?"
The demon emperor gasps through sobs, rubbing his handsome face against Shen Yuan's thigh. The man in white has stopped to stare in disgust, seemingly put off from his fight.
"Don't look at Shen Yuan, fellow transmigrator. He's got no idea what's going on."
"There, there," Shen Yuan says, awkwardly patting Luo Bingheng's hair. I'm sorry. I don't remember much of anything."
"But you know my name,"
Luo Bingheng says, head whipping up to stare at Shen Yuan. Shen Yuan blanches. It's probably not a good idea to tell random characters that he's a transmigrator, right? And this guy seems really attached to whoever was in this body before. Definitely not the right move. He glances at the guy in white again for help. Luo Bingheng follows his stare.
"Stop looking at him," he hisses at the man. "He doesn't remember you. He remembers me."
"Well, I don't remember you," the man scoffs. "What happened to us? Did you do this?"
His hand tightens threateningly at his side. Then his brows lift, as if remembering something. A high-pitched noise, and the same sword from before, the one that almost impaled Shen Yuan, slams into his hand, vibrating with the impact. This time, the blade flashes in the light, the inscription clear enough to see.
"Cheng Luan,"
Shen Yuan says, brows drawing together. "That sword belongs to the Baichan war god."
What? Did the transmigration overwrite his character to be super hot instead of the match above guy he was before?
"Then you must be Liu Qingge."
"Lucky score!
Why couldn't Shen Yuan transmigrate into Baichan war god? That's so fucking cool!"
"Wait, what is he doing alive?"
"You remember him too?"
Luo Bingheng asks, turning his head up to let those big, pretty tears fall from his lashes again.
"Not just me."
"Liu Qingge, that's my name,"
Liu Qingge says, eyes narrowing. Luo Bingheng's gaze slides to him once more, calculating.
"Uh-oh, Liu Qingge, watch out, there's only room for one man as hot as the protagonist.
Good thing there are no buxom low interest nearby for you to get cocked over. That would lead you to an untimely end post-haste."
"You don't know who you are,"
Luo Bingheng says testingly. Liu Qingge glances down at him, sniffs in dismissal, and sheaths his gleaming, beautiful sword.
"Hey, you could at least have let Shen Yuan take a nice long look at it first. Canon PIDW merch."
"Where is this?"
Luo Qingge says, looking around with a glare. If only the protagonist wasn't here, Shen Yuan could be more open about the setting. Surely the other transmigrator must have read the entirety of PIDW as well, right? Shen Yuan is vibrating with the need to hear his opinions. Just the plotline of the Resurrection Gem working in the combination of the flowers pollen in the penultimate chapter was enough to make him tear his hair out.
"We are in the plains near the borderlands."
Luo Bingheng,
the protagonist, "Scree!"
says, slow and thoughtful. He glances at Shen Yuan, then back at Liu Qingge.
"Here, I can lead us out."
Liu Qingge shoots him an unimpressed glare, but turns to follow as Luo Bingheng gently takes Shen Yuan by the arm and begins to guide him in a certain direction, sending goosebumps of excitement racing down his arms. He's so beautiful up close. Even smells good. No wonder so many vines fell for him. They meander around the landscape for a while before coming up a large mound of earth in the center of a gently sloping, sandy depression. It looks suspiciously like the greater antlion than from the chapter 743's flashback. But at this point, Liu Bingheng must have already encountered it, right? Despite this, he leads Shen Yuan lurching right up to it, even stomping the ground a bit outside it. Mr. Protagonist, sir, don't you know that that's one of the things that will immediately summon the beast?
Why are we stopping?
Liu Qingyue demands, and a moment later, the mandibles, each as tall as Shen Yuan, burst forth from the den. Shen Yuan's eyes widen, taking in each detail of the spiked, gleaming mouthparts as the scent flies out in slow motion. The glittering eyes are small and beady, but he can make out each facet anyway. With no glasses, even. The jaws of the beast are flexing, and then... a dark sleep obscures the cool monster.
No, Bingo, I want to see it,
Shen Yuan protests, struggling as Luo Binghe attempts to carry him away. Liu Qingyue's blade is already flashing, bright and deadly, around the monster. What if he grinds it to pieces with the weight of his mighty swordblade before Shen Yuan can make out all the details? Oh, to have transmigrated into the war god!
Shi Zong wants this monster,
Luo Binghe asks, slowing his escape as their feet touch the grass outside of the sandpit. He throws a glance back over his shoulder, when Liu Qingyue, with a dangerous grin that makes his entire being even more beautiful, is settling into what looks to be a long fight. Luo Binghe looks back and forth, conflicted, then sighs.
Wait here,
he says, squeezing Shen Yuan's hand. Shen Yuan's face hits, and turning to leap into battle. He doesn't get very far. The moment his feet touch the sand again, Chen Yang already in hand. Chen Yang? Why not Qin Mo? Shen Yuan was looking forward to seeing it. A second antlion bursts forth from the sand. Luo Binghe's head turns. Liu Qingyue, having just slid under the belly of the first antlion, eviscerating it, and emerged from the other side, uses the momentum to gain his feet, eyes widening. The gaping mandibles extend toward Luo Binghe, and... a flash of shining metal. Chen Luan embeds itself in the eye of the second antlion, and a white-clad form throws itself in front of Luo Binghe, taking the heat from the swinging mandible and flying backwards, knocking Luo Binghe down. The boat hit the ground, the injured Liu Qingyue half on top of Luo Binghe, gritting his teeth in pain.
What the...
Luo Binghe begins, indignant. The antlion begins to lunge toward them, and Luo Binghe, eyes flaring red and demonic power surging, raises a single hand and forms a fist. The head casing around the antlion is summarily crushed by smoky demonic energy, killing it instantly. Luo Binghe, furious, looks down at the injured man on his chest, then at Shen Yuan.
I...
he says, petulant. Shen Yuan can't help but notice that his cheeks are a little pink.
What was he doing?
He pushes Liu Qingyue to separate them and leaps to his feet.
I don't need your help.
He shoots at where Liu Qingyue is still lying, panting on the ground.
Obviously.
Liu Qingyue grunts in annoyance, clutching his chest as he struggles to sit. Liu Binghe glances at Shen Yuan.
Who's waiting outside the attack zone just in case there's a third one, thank you very much.
And I'm back at Liu Qingyue. His face does something very complicated, and his ears redden.
What a charm point. Airplane, you really did a good job with one single aspect of this horrific novel.
Liu Binghe heaves a massive sigh, and extends a hand, however begrudgingly, to Liu Qingyue on the ground, who takes it, heaving to his feet with a wince.
I'll take you both back to Sanxion, he says solemnly. Shi Zun and Shi Shu can get examined there.
That's great, Shen Yuan says happily, before Liu Binghe's words sink in and he blanches.
Shi Zun?
The end.
recorded for Lily as part of Fandom Trumps Hate. Lily, thank you for contributing to a good cause, and I hope you enjoyed my by far silliest podfic yet.